Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Now, you know, Valentine's Day is 6 days away. In case you didn't know, you better know, okay? Next Thursday, Valentine's Day. Can we have some romantic music here to set the mood just a bit? That's very nice. Thank you. I like that. Now, the folks at Bankrate have done a study on Valentine's spending. And, well, let me just put it to you this way. Men, I know I'm not breaking any new ground here, but men spend far more on Valentine's Day than women. This survey found men are going to spend an average of $339 on their woman this year, while women will spend just $64. $64 for the guy. Men wish, according to this survey again, that their partners would spend an average of $211. Now, I'm poo-pooing that right now. Women said they only expect their partner to spend an average of $154 on their gifts. Now, according again to this study, experts aren't sure what causes this big difference. I'm going to tell you right now what it is. Valentine's, and again, I'm not breaking any new ground here. Valentine's is a holiday designed for women. It is. You know what the biggest card buying holidays are? Number one is Christmas. Number two, Valentine's Day. Yeah, number two. And in fact, it dwarfs Mother's Day. You would think maybe Mother's Day? No. Valentine's Day, 151 million cards. Mother's Day, 141 million cards. Now, Christmas is 1.6 billion. That's the big one. But still, that's the thing. But here's the thing, and I'm just going to say this, and I think we all know it's true, but nobody ever says it. Guys, we could care less about getting something for Valentine's Day. We really could. I've never seen any guy say, you know, I don't know, I'm really hoping for something nice for Valentine's Day. Women, I understand. You like Valentine's. You like the gesture of romance. Oh, he really loves me. He got me something really nice for Valentine's Day. Get that. Totally get that. But a lot of times the women buy something for the guy sort of, I hate to call it, out of obligation. Let me put it to you this way. I could get something for my wife, something nice for Valentine's Day, whether it's flowers or candy or a gift or whatever. And by the way, I just wanted you to know, I'm not going to shell out an average of $211 this year. So, you know, it's probably going to be far less than that. I don't want to set high expectations here. But I honestly wouldn't even blink if I don't get something. I really don't. It doesn't need to be reciprocated. And I think the vast majority of guys, I mean, there's exceptions to every rule. I get that. But I'm just saying. So Valentine's is a huge expectation for guys. You gotta pull out all the stops on this. But you also have to be careful you don't set the bar too high. Because then the next year you're gonna have to top that. So you gotta really balance the act. That's all I'm saying. But I find it funny that this study says the men wish that the women would shell out an average of $211. No, no, they don't. I don't know what men they were talking to. But it's nobody in my circles, I can tell you. Happy Valentine's Day coming up on Thursday. Just so that, there you go. I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm really not. I'm bringing the truth here. It's okay. It's like, ladies, enjoy Valentine's Day. I know we always say, well, you know, you should always tell him or her that you love them every day. And I agree with that. I'm just saying, but there is that one day that our culture has set up that you got to spend money. Gentlemen, you got to spend money. You're welcome.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.